We all forego sleep at times to finish that all-important PowerPoint presentation for work, to type up a grant proposal. Students famously pull all-nighters to study for exams and write 10-page papers. So if we can boost our productivity this way, why not try it more often? Do we waste time sleeping? Molly Bludoff in Delicado reports on an unusual sleep schedule.
Yeah, but he said if it's really bad, like if it's n-cubed, then it's not full credit.
Well, n-cubed's fine, because n-cubed's polynomial. It just has to be less than n to the n.
That's Kevin Delmolino and Kim St. Andre. They're computer science majors at the University of Maryland, and they're studying for their final exams. They've holed up in a corner of McKeldin Library, along with dozens of other students.
Yeah, I got decision trees, counting sort, radix sort, bucket sort, selection problems continued, and calculating time.
For these two, the name of the game is staying awake. Delmolino has come prepared with two coffees. Both are topped with an obscene amount of whipped cream and chocolate sauce. It's safe to say he won't be going to bed anytime soon.
I'll be here as late as 3 a.m. That's the goal, but if it takes more time, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Craig Hennessy knows that feeling. As a student at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, he wanted to spend more time studying and thought sleep was a big waste of time. So he started following a sleep schedule called the Uberman. Uberman devotees sleep only 2 hours a day, but their snoozes are broken up into short, 20-minute blocks every 4 hours.
I felt awful. You're jittery, your eyes are heavy, and your mind is just a complete fog.
No one is quite sure when or where the Uberman sleep schedule originated, but the word Uber is a prefix borrowed from German, and it means above or better. That's because if you follow the rules and really only sleep for 2 hours a day, you can add about 20 years to your waking life, 2 decades otherwise wasted in dreamland. And that seems to be the uniting theme for Uberman devotees, the desire to get more done with limited time.
Instead of having to sleep 9 hours a day, giving you only 15 of being awake, you instead would have 22 hours a day to do whatever you wanted. So that adds up, 7 days a week, you would have 40 to 50 hours every week to do extra things. And then every year, you would have over 2,000 hours in order to apply it to whatever you would like to do.
So here's how the Uberman sleep schedule is supposed to work. When you're asleep, your body goes through different phases of slumber. One is called REM sleep, which is when we dream. The other is called non-REM sleep. After staying up all night, non-REM is what you want. Researchers think it has a replenishing effect on our bodies. For the Uberman to be successful, the body has to condense that sleep cycle into just minutes. It's almost impossible to do, though it's rumored that the Italian polymath Leonardo da Vinci followed the Uberman sleep schedule for years. Da Vinci found the time to excel as a painter, sculptor, architect, musician, mathematician, engineer, inventor, anatomist, geologist, cartographer, botanist, and writer, the world's first Renaissance man. But to achieve universal fame, who has time to sleep?
6 to 6:20 would be my first nap. Then 10 to 10:20 would be my second nap. 2 to 2:20 p.m. would be my third nap. 6 to 6:20 p.m. would be my fourth nap. And then 10 to 10:20 p.m. would be my fifth nap. And 2 to 2:20 a.m. would be my final nap before the day begins again at 6 a.m.
The Uberman sleep schedule may seem the stuff of myth, but it's important to remember that the way we sleep now isn't exactly normal. Historically, people had segmented sleep patterns, says Roger E. Kirch, a sleep historian at Virginia Tech.
Segmented sleep was the dominant pattern of human slumber until the Industrial Revolution. Most Europeans slept for up to 3 to 3.5 hours, awakened for up to an hour or more, and then returned to sleep for roughly an equivalent period of 3 to 3.5 hours. People during the period of wakefulness did anything and everything imaginable, from visiting neighbors to pilfering a neighbor's orchard.
With the Industrial Revolution, we got the light bulb, which allowed us to work later. Then, E. Kirch says, our ancestors joined groups called the Early Riser Club. Club members encourage people to get to work earlier. And if you're going to bed late and getting up early, it's hard to find time to wake up halfway through the night, even to do something as fun as pilfer your neighbor's orchard. Slowly, the Western world lost its segmented sleep pattern for one long slumber every night.
Our sleep today is highly artificial. It is the creation of the increasing importance attached to efficiency, an attitude which portrayed sleep as, at best, a necessary evil.
But only sleeping 2 hours a day? Is it too good to be true? I asked Dr. Rachel Salas, a sleep expert at Johns Hopkins University.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a ridiculous amount of time sleeping, right? And actually, it took me basically until I became a sleep specialist myself to really take that in.
Those following the Uberman sleep schedule say they are tired of sleeping. These people have vowed to recoup the hours wasted in bed, to swap pillow for productivity in order to become outstanding, supreme, Uber. No one knows why we sleep, but scientists do know that it's a basic need, and not getting enough has serious consequences.
Humans are the only mammals that willingly deprive themselves of sleep. And when we tell individuals that, hey, you know, you really should be striving to getting about 8 hours of sleep, we usually hear, you know, several chuckles in the audience, some sarcastic remarks like, yeah, right, that's never going to happen. You know what? But this is, I think this is, you know, evidence of how our society has become. We don't value sleep.
In 1989, researchers at the University of Chicago did an experiment. They kept rats awake and deprived them of their normal sleep. Those rats developed skin lesions. They lost weight, and their gastrointestinal tracts started to decay. After 32 days without sleep, all of the rats were dead. For humans, sleep deprivation can result in high blood pressure, weight gain, and diabetes, not to mention death behind the wheel. More than 100,000 car crashes in the United States each year result from drowsiness.
36% of Americans report feeling drowsy while driving. And when you begin to kind of think of that, if you feel drowsy, it's very likely that these people are actually falling asleep for 1 to 2 seconds. And you're on the road with these people.
The Uberman sleep schedule isn't the only one out there. There's also the Everyman sleep schedule, where you sleep 3 hours a night and then have 3 20-minute naps during the day. And the Dymaxian sleep schedule, where you sleep for half an hour 4 times per day. Dr. Salas says the medical community isn't on board with these sleep schedules because we can't complete the sleep cycle in such a short time. As it is, at least 70 million Americans aren't getting enough shut-eye. Sleep deprivation catches up with you, which is why Craig Hennessy was never able to make the Uberman work and had to quit after just a week. Despite the consequences, the promise of 20 extra waking years is tempting. I run the Uberman sleep schedule by Del Molino and St. Andre, the two students studying for their finals, to see what they think. Is it worth it?
You get so much more time. You only have to sleep for, what, like an hour, 20 minutes a day? It's incredible.
Oh, I still wouldn't do it.
I mean, I do love sleeping. Like, I will sleep for, like, 11 hours, but then you miss your whole day. But, I mean, sleeping just makes you feel amazing afterwards, though. So, I don't know. I don't think I could give it up.
For The Pulse, I'm Molly Bludoff and Delicato.